Well, at 5 o'clock, for those that want to, they can come in and look at some of the tractor displays that we have over here. We'll start serving at 6 o'clock, and approximately 7 o'clock, we'll have a short annual meeting. But we have a gentleman from the radio station named Dennis Moore is going to speak for just a few minutes. And also, we're having Nick Brady from the Conservation Department here in the county. He's going to be talking about all the opportunities that are out there, because there's so many things going on here. We want everybody to take advantage of all the great things we have here in the county.
I hope that your membership turns out, now that you mentioned who one of those speakers are. But anyway, Mark, are there going to be elections take place during the annual meeting?
Yeah, we have a ballot that will be presented to the public, and they can vote on that. And we'll just go over, and then we have to vote on last year's minutes and treasurer's report. And that's the basic part of our meeting. But it's going to be a nice time just to get people back together again. I'm hoping we have a good turnout here, but attendance at the other ones have been down a little bit.
As far as policy issues, they won't be dealt with during the annual meeting, are they? Or
our policy issues were dealt with this summer, and then last week, the delegates from all 100 county farm bureaus came to Des Moines and worked on the policy issues. So we have our policy set for the coming year, but we're also going to be kicking off next year's policy process by asking people for what issues are important to them. So it's a continuous cycle, but we kick off the new year right after this meeting's done.
All right. What are some of the topics that rose to the top, at least one of some of the probably more critical or crucial ones that Farm Bureau is going to be working on when the legislature convenes in January?
Well, the State Board of Directors is going to look at the issues that were debated and pick out a top three or four. I'm not sure which ones those will be, but we had talked about eminent domain, cities annexation of rural properties. There's a lot of concern that a lot of good farm grounds being taken for housing developments and other projects like solar farms. And so we're proposing to put those things in the land that's not as productive as our good farm ground, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Okay. Mark, and again, the Farm Bureau annual meeting for Plymouth County is scheduled for Tuesday night, Century Hall at Plymouth County Fairgrounds, and starts at 5, is that right?
6 o'clock for the meal, so I think most people will come around 6 o'clock, but okay. We'll have some tractor displays in the other building.
Okay. All right.